I keep coming back to that word, community. People are trying to find a home for themselves where they find people who are like them and are trying to advance the same ideas that they have. And for me, that's what the Academy really was, a place for me to find a home to make an impact. What this does is try to provide avenues for many different layers of impact, whether it's just finding that group of people who are like you that are passionate about them. And so this is a place that they find to be a home for them.
No stranger to podcasts, and especially this one, real good friend of the show, Eric Mera, comes back on to talk about, well, that's the cool thing about Eric, man. We start with one direction. You never know where you wind up. But wanted to talk about his show, PT Inquest, and how you can actually listen to it and get CEUs. Some of you guys might have some time on your hands right now. And take a listen and get some really, really great insight from Eric and his partner in crime, J.W. Matheson, on their show, and how you can actually get CEUs out of it. Plus, whatever Eric wants to talk about, that's what we talk about on the program. So take a listen. Episode is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science. They are a single source for PTs looking for certification for personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training and the equipment you need to apply it properly and safely in your clinical practice. Find them online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours.
Welcome aboard.
This is the PT Pintcast. Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
Thank you for telling a friend and subscribing to the show. Even our new sister show too, NPTE StudyCast. We've got students, PT students looking to take the boards. These are free episodes recorded with professors in PT programs, residents and fellows, and graduates of residencies and fellowship programs. So you're getting good information from people who know what they're talking about. And short episodes. We're looking around 6 to 9 minutes a piece on topics that will show up on the NPTE. So take a look at that. It's on iTunes, Google, Spotify, the whole nine. It is called NPTE StudyCast. On the show, no stranger to podcasting himself. I was listening to this guy before I started my own. Eric Mera is on the show today.
Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing all right. Before we hit record, we were talking about all the different things that you're doing with your show, and let's tell people about it. It is the I'm going to say world's largest. It's got to be the world's largest, right? PT Journal Club as a podcast?
Yeah, probably. I don't think there's too many journal clubs that have several thousand participants in it. But technically, we just shifted format this year, 2020, to go away from the journal club format. Not because we don't like it, not because our listeners don't like it, but because we've decided to start having our episodes count as CEU.
Yeah.
And the CEU bodies specifically exclude Journal Club to give CEU. So we had to label it as a session, but obviously we're still going to review articles, but we're going to do it around a topic now. So we released our first episode earlier this year. We're only doing a monthly now so that we can do a little kind of higher quality per episode. Our first episode was on the history of the ACL reconstruction and rehab.
Wow.
And we had a couple special guests. We had Mark DiCarlo, who was involved with the Methodist Sports Medicine Group in Indianapolis, who developed the quote-unquote accelerated rehab that got us out of casting patients after surgery.
Right.
And then we also interviewed George Davies, who he invented the ACL, I believe. It's something like that.
Wow. So hold on a second. So by shifting literally like the structure of your show, you're able to get the listeners are able to receive CEUs for following along?
That's correct. So what they have to do is they would listen. Obviously, it's free to listen. The content is totally free. But if they want credit for listening, then they go to the website, they click on a link, they pay a fee for the credit, and then it will ask them 5 questions about the episode that they have to answer accurately, and then it'll spit out a certificate. And we don't go through the process of getting certified by every state.
Right.
It's just too much money and too arduous. But for most states, the majority of them, it does count. It is certified as Category A for the NATA Board of Certification, so it does have a stamp on it that it is legitimate CEU. And then what we're finding is a lot of people are able to just petition their state as either, you know, home study, self-study, whatever. The fact that there's a certificate, it usually gives them what they need.
wow, I had no idea. That is cool. And I can say this with confidence. My show guaranteed no CEUs at all. Zero. In fact, probably negative CEUs most of the time when I'm talking. Well, that's great.
It takes the CEU away from you.
Yes, it does. I'm negative three. Well, that's great. And you also, you're doing some video components too, right? You're kind of making, you know, you're taking the camera and putting that back into play?
Yeah. So if we have a Patreon account. And so if you're a Patreon supporter, you get a video feed if you want it. You also get a haiku every month and
nice.
You get a recipe every month. So because our listeners wanted it. And then if you pay for the CEU, in order for us to sell it as CEU, we have to have a video feed available that you can watch. So that's, you know, once you pay, you have access to that video feed as well. And of course, our high-level Patreon supporters get a discount on that CEU as well.
That is cool. One-stop shop, where should we send people? Is it to your website or?
Yeah, keeping it simple would be ptinquest.com, and that will send you into the system.
That is cool. I like that, how things are changing a little bit, because, I mean, I don't think that was the case, you know, not long ago. I don't think anybody else is doing that I've heard of anyway.
Hey, man, you guys keep up with the kids, you know?
Innovating. Yeah, I mean, these kids are getting paid to stream video games. They're just playing video games, and people are paying to watch.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't understand it, but I don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. All right. Well, reason we bring you back on today, always good to catch up. We wanted to talk something about your passion about, which is the sports section. Back in October, which was PT month, we were going through all the different sections. We couldn't link up our schedules because you're a busy dude. But we wanted to give people kind of the 30,000-foot view of the sports section, which I guess now is the Academy, right? You guys are changing names?
Yeah. Yeah, the American Academy of Sports Physical Therapy.
We're still going to call it a section for a couple of years, though. It's like kind of like it's like when the year the calendar changes. I call it the last year until at least St. Patrick's Day. So let's talk about the Academy of Sports Physical Therapists. Looking at the back of the baseball card view, 7,600 members. And what I liked about that, there was about 6,500 PT members, some PTA members, which is always good. But you guys got a decent chunk of student members, almost 1,000 as of last count.
Yeah, we're very, very well supported by students. We're the second largest section or academy in the APTA, and we do have a very healthy student population for sure.
That's definitely cool. Website is spts.org. That's spts.org. Going through, I like to go through the special interest groups, and I cannot say this enough. If you pay and you pay your dues to be a member of a section or academy in the APTA, joining the special interest groups, by and large, is free at no extra charge. So I'm going to throw out the special interest group, and maybe you just want to kind of wax poetic about kind of what people can get out of that. So we'll start off with adaptive sports.
So adaptive sports, that's specifically around athletes that have disabilities. And so it's they're very heavily involved with like Special Olympics and the Paralympics. The cool thing is it is a wonderful way for new grads to get involved with sports medicine because they are always desperate for help.
Yeah.
And so if you want to start getting some sideline experience right away, they will grab you and get you involved. So it's definitely a good way to make an impact quick is to get involved with adaptive sports.
Cool. Emergency response. That's another SIG in the academy.
So actually that SIG just joined up with a residency SIG and is now called specialization SIG. And so the specialization SIG is all about people who are looking for professional development towards sports medicine careers. So specifically around getting your board certification as a sports specialist and everything that revolves around that, like sideline management, which involves emergency management of acute injuries and that kind of thing.
Perfect. Moving down the line, female athlete special interest group.
Female athlete, everything around women's sports. And so it's a very, very powerful component of our academy, being that working with female athletes is a huge component. So it talks about all the idiosyncrasies that goes around working with women. As a matter of fact, our next team concept conference, which is going to be in December of this year, is going to be dedicated to the female athlete. So an entire conference just on that.
And tell everybody where that is every year.
Well, it's in Las Vegas this year. It's been there every year for the last, I don't know, probably 15 years.
That's a tough sell, man. Vegas in December. Yeah, it's real hard to get people to show up. Getting really, really specific here with a specific sport, golf and golf performance SIG.
So Golf Performance, just as a lot of our stakes, just got a new chair, and it's all about, you know, the game of golf and how to work with people who deal with golf. They're actually starting to expand a little bit into what they call rotational sports, since it's all about, you know, rotational performance.
Cool. HIP. This one's pretty big.
Yeah. So HIP, that's one that I founded well over a decade ago. It's one of our joint. So we basically have three main categories. We have population SIGs, we have sport-specific SIGs, like golf, you mentioned, and then we have joint-specific SIGs, like HIP being one of them. So it's all things related to the HIP. And so HIP became kind of a big thing in athletics with the understanding of FAI and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a good repository for all things related to the HIP.
So grouping those together with, in terms of joint, HIP, we just mentioned knee and shoulder as well. Those are represented in SIGs.
Physically
challenged athletes, special interest group, getting very narrow, which is really cool.
Yeah, so physically challenged athlete has become adaptive sports. So that's the same.
Perfect. Professional and collegiate therapists, a lot of students come into the profession, at least with an idea or an inkling they'd like to get into this.
Yeah, so that's our second largest SIG. And I would like to point out that our larger SIGs are larger than several of the other academies.
Wow.
Just by themselves. So we have, these are very, very large. College and professional athletes, anybody who's interested in working in intercollegiate or professional sports, and they have a very unique culture of what they deal with on a day-in, day-out basis. And so that's the place for them to all gather around and support each other with their resources.
Yeah, we mentioned residency and fellowship before. Another narrow special interest group with a sports specific is running. It's got to be a huge one.
Yeah, running is one of our bigger ones. It's probably a little bit medium size, and it's got a really good community around that one of people who just work with running injuries and runners in general.
Yeah. Let's see. Sports concussion. This one coming to the forefront a couple of years ago in terms of just the amount of discussions people were having with and around concussion.
Yeah, it's one of our brand new ones. And it's, again, as it says, it's all about concussion. So it's one that actually is one of our big SIGs that reach out to other academies and other professional associations, because there's so much kind of crosstalk around concussion specifically. But it's all, you know, management, prevention, all those things.
Sports performance enhancement. What's that about? Is that just kind of like looking at performance, a higher level performance as a sports physical therapist?
Yeah, so it's actually our largest SIG, sports performance enhancement, and it's really all things strength and conditioning. So these are the people who are very closely involved with strength coaches. A lot of times they kind of see themselves as, you know, some people would say hybrid, but I think one of the reasons it's one of the largest is a big part of sports medicine and sports rehab is understanding these principles of sports performance and strength and conditioning. Because you have to get this person back to a very high level. So rehab isn't just about, well, all right, you're not quite having pain anymore, go ahead and get back out there. You have to then build them back up to the point where you can hand them off to a strength coach, which is not an easy task for an athlete.
Right. Two more special interest groups. You guys got a lot. Tactical athlete.
So tactical athlete, that is the one that we work very closely with federal. This is typically our military. So very heavily involved with military, but then also police, fire, those types of services as well. So the idea here is, you may also hear the phrase occupational athlete. So these are people that have to deal with strength and conditioning issues, performance, things like that as part of their job. So they have to do training. They have to perform at a very high level. So we see it as more of an athletic type thing. It also includes your martial arts and that kind of thing as well. So your like MMA, boxing, that kind of thing also falls into tactical athletes.
Last one on the list here, youth athlete.
Yeah, youth athlete is all things related to working with kids and subjects under 18 years old. So dealing with the psychology and the unique differences that children have physically and obviously emotionally and psychologically as well. So
nailed it. All right, that's all the SIGs.
The PT Pinecast. We'll be right back.
New Step created the first product of its kind 25 years ago. That was the New Step Recumbent Cross Trainer. Now it's a mainstay in rehab with physical therapists worldwide. New Step now continues its tradition of innovation with the New Step Transit, another innovation in recumbent cross trainers for physical therapists, delivering real-time biofeedback with this piece of equipment, letting you use it in meaningful ways for awareness of physical performance,
goals, identifying and correcting deficits or imbalances. Take a test drive or find out more at newstep.com. That's N-U-Step.com. Online at newstep.com.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Show's brought to you by Arius Medical Staffing, the single source for PTs wanting to do what you want to do, which is be a physical therapist where you want to do it. They've got positions anywhere in the U.S. All 50 states. Yeah, we get asked this a lot. Alaska, Hawaii, Colorado. You want to do some mountains? You like rivers, lakes, ocean? They got you covered. AURUSmedical.com. It's very simple to explain what they do. It's why I love working with them. They find PTs jobs doing what they want to do, where they want to do it. You put yourself through school, lots of blood, sweat, and tears. Now you decide where you work. Arius has you covered. AURUSmedical.com. No obligation. Just check them out and see what they have to offer. They've been doing this for a couple of decades. AURUSmedical.com.
And we're back.
Let's get back to the show.
Eric Merrick here with us on the show talking about the Academy of Sports Physical Therapists. Let's get into some of the other benefits. A lot of the academies and sections obviously have special interest groups. Talk about team concepts a little bit, because not every academy or section has something like that.
Yeah, so team concept is kind of becoming our annual conference that we do. It's always been an annual conference, but we're actually looking at trying to expand it a little bit more as well. It really is just an ability to have one conference that's dedicated just to sports medicine and sports rehabilitation. A lot of people don't realize, you know, the distinction of what a physical therapist does in sports. And usually, you know, people get kind of mixed up with, you know, the athletic trainer, you've got orthopedic surgeons, you have general physicians that all work around athletes. There's a lot of kind of carryover and crossover around that. But it's not just taking, you know, an orthopedics training and dropping you into sports medicine. Sports medicine is a very, very unique setting. And you'll see in a lot of, like, at the professional level in particular, where the physical therapist, the sports physical therapist, is more specialized, that they are handling, you know, the rehab part of it, not so much, you know, day-to-day injuries, although they can. Mm-hmm. They can also work in a weight room, but their specialty is really kind of that bridging that gap between the acute management that the athletic trainers are able to do so well and the performance side of things that the strength coaches are able to do so well. But there's a huge gap in between there, and that's where that physical therapist kind of steps in. And team concept tries to, you know, that's kind of where it comes, the term comes from, is working part of that sports medicine team, which is really, really important.
That's great. Again, the website, spts.org, for any more information about the things that we're talking about today with Eric. In terms of journals, not only one, some sections in academies have one. Members of the Academy of Sports Physical Therapy have access to three.
Yeah, that's right. So you have JOSPT, the International Journal of Sports Physical Therapy as well, and then finally Sports Health. And Sports Health is one that, you know, you only get it if you're as a physical therapist, you only get it as a member of the academy. But the cool thing with that one is, as I was just mentioning, is that is a four-part journal that has, you know, four different bodies that are involved with it. So you have orthopedic surgeons, you have general practitioners, you have athletic trainers, and you have sports physical therapists. And all four of them, each one has their own section of the journal. And so that journal has articles dedicated to each of those four subheadings. And then the journal goes to all four of those groups. Orthopedic surgeons get to read it. The sports physical therapists get to read it. And so it's really, it's big, big thing is that it's interdisciplinary. And that's really what we try to work on is collaboration across in every way.
That's great. Pre-conference courses at CSM, obviously CSM being the combined sections meeting, but you're pretty intimately aware of putting on programming for CSM, but there's some, you guys have a lot of programming at CSM.
Yeah, we try to make it, you know, that's kind of the mission of CSM, is to make it a conference within a conference. And I was the programming chair for about 6 years, and that was our goal, was really to expand out what we offered and to make it kind of try to fit to all the different kind of lives of sports physical therapy. You know, we have things like Many Faces. We're showing people all the different ways that people can be involved in sports physical therapy. And then we have all of our content. We have just traditional programs, like, you know, 2 hour sessions of just straight lecture. But then we have sessions that are just dedicated to research. So it's just platforms straight all the way through. And then we have these hybrid sessions called Science Meets Practice, where we have a little bit of platforms, a little bit of case study, and a little bit of conversation to really try to bridge that gap across all those. And that's really one of the big missions of the Academy, is kind of bridging that gap from what the research is telling us versus what the how to actually apply that to an athlete who may have, you know, their own preferences and everything else. That's really where our SIGs come in too, because our SIGs are involved in doing all the programming. So you can kind of follow the tracks of those SIGs. And that's something that we try to do with our SIGs. As I mentioned, you know, we're the second largest academy. So we have to distill it down into smaller groups so that people can have more of an impact as they join. So each SIG, we like to think of them as a microcosm of the academy, the same way that the academy is a microcosm of the APTA. And so, for example, within sports performance, they have their own chair, their vice chair. They have somebody who's the director of communication, somebody in charge of education, somebody in charge of practice, somebody in charge of membership. And then each of those have their own committees within them. And so we try to make it that there's an opportunity for people to get involved all the way up through and find ways, again, to have an impact with where their true interest is and not just water them down. Out like that.
That's great. More info about this again, spts.org. Some other added bonus would be courses specific, you know, continuing education information that's available through the Academy as well.
Yeah, and again, this is something, so right now, what came on to the executive committee is the representative at large, and that's the big thing that we're pushing right now is each of our SIGs is going to have their own content.
Wow.
That they're going to start pushing out in particular. And again, we have 13 different SIGs, so it's going to be a ton of content coming out in the next year or so. And all of it included in the cost of membership. And you can join as many SIGs as you want, get involved with that way. The other thing that we're working on, we have two initiatives that we're working on. This current executive committee identified that we had two areas of focus we needed to really zero our attention in on. And that is, one is early career. So we're trying to set up a community for people who are students and in their first 5 years out to basically mentor each other. Because we find a lot of people, you know, they get involved with residencies, they get involved with sports teams, that kind of thing early in their career. And they're able to give better advice to students than say somebody who's like 20 years out.
Right.
The other one that we've identified is diversity, equity, and inclusion. So our DEI program, that's something that I'm heading up right now. From the gender perspective, we would like to see more women involved in the academy. We actually, of the women who are involved, they're actually fairly well represented. If you look at our SIG chairs and everything else, we have a lot of women that are taking leadership roles and doing a great job with that. However, we are finding that from the minority perspective, there's still a good bit of work to do. And we challenged ourselves as an academy, if you look historically, you know, the military and sports are typically the area where barriers are dropped first. And so we have taken it as an initiative on ourselves to really make a bigger effort to reach out and to try to diversify at a much higher level and really try to take the lead on that. So we have a newly formed DEI committee, and we're going to have specifically programming just for diversity, equity, and inclusion to start, again, creating a community within a community, which is really the theme of everything that we're doing within the Academy, is communities within communities so that people can find a home where they're comfortable and not feel like they're walking into it. You know, as you mentioned, we're close to 8,000 members now and just feeling like you get lost in the crowd.
That's great. Good for you guys for making that really like a focus, recognizing that it might be something that's you know, kind of fallen by the wayside or presenting a barrier and going after it, making sure it's something you guys alleviate as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Price for this, sure. $60. Like, you know, think about this. We've been talking for, you know, 20 minutes about all the things that you get with membership. It, $60 if you're a physical therapist. That seems like a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, if you just look at the journals, it's a deal. If you were to try to buy, you know, get a subscription to each one of those journals, you'd be way over $6 right off the bat. And again, everything that we put out, and you mentioned some of the other content, we have home study courses, we have prep courses, you know, like what you guys are doing for the board exam. We also have programming and courses through our specialization SIG and our home study courses on preparing yourself for becoming board certified as a sports specialist as well. And all of that is free, included with dues, or you get a discount off of like our home study courses. We used to have it set up, I don't know if it's the same way anymore, but we used to have it set up that the discount you receive when you buy a home study course is basically the cost of your membership.
Right.
And so you basically get your money back if you're going to get a home study course anyway.
Pretty good. Sounds like membership has its privileges there. Last thing we were doing is letting, you know, persons like you talking about the academies and sections, you know, when someone asks, why should I be a member? What's typically your pitch? You know, what's typically the thing you say back to someone about maybe why you became a member, or maybe even more importantly, why you stayed a member?
Yeah, I mean, I keep coming back to that word community. That's really the biggest thing there is, you know, find your, this is what we see like with the explosion of social media and all that over the last decade or so, is people are trying to find a home for themselves where they find people who are like them and are trying to advance the same ideas that they have. And that's, you know, for me, that's what the Academy really was. It's a place for me to find a home, a place for me to make an impact. Because that's one of the other things, too, is, you know, really wanting to have an effect on your career and on your profession. And, you know, what this does is try to provide avenues for many different layers of impact, whether it's just right in your own local community, within your, you know, your special interest group, or expanding all the way up to the Academy as a whole. And so, you know, finding that group of people who are like you that again are passionate about. And we find, I think that's one of the reasons we have so many student members is, you know, a lot of people got into physical therapy because of sports. You know, they themselves had a sports injury, or they are really interested in sports. They're very much entertained by sports, and also some of our performing arts and that kind of thing. And so this is a place that they find could be a home for them.
Love it. Again, that website is spts.org. You can also find out more about Eric and his show, including CU's now, ptpodcast.com or ptinquest.com. Eric, appreciate all the things that you're doing, pushing the profession forward and sharing some information and some time with us today.
Likewise, Jimmy, you're doing great things on your end. I have to give you the kudos for that. You got a lot more energy than I do, I'll tell you that.
Well, I appreciate that, man. Looking forward to what's coming in 2020 and down the line with the Academy and your show.
Sounds great. All right, take care, man.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
Rock Tape, helping you get your patients stronger, longer. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical. More than just a kinesiology tape company, they are a movement company, giving you the classes, the tools, the education, the research to get your patients moving stronger, longer. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical. That is rocktape.com/medical.
Want to thank Brooks IHL. That's Brooks Rehabilitation Institute of Higher Learning, offering residencies, fellowship education, orthopedics, women's health, geriatrics, neurologic PT, pediatrics, sports. That's an overview of their residencies. Check out what they have to offer at brooksihl.org. World-class educational opportunities to the local and regional community. Check them out, brooksihl.org. Our home on the internet.
ptpinecast.com.
Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting,
providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at buildpt.com.